January 31, the greatness of humility. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. Christ came to this world for no other purpose than to manifest the glory of God, that man might be uplifted by its restoring power. All power and grace were given to him. His heart was as a wellspring of living water, a never-failing fountain, ever ready to flow forth in a rich, clear stream to those around him. His whole life was spent in pure, disinterested benevolence. His purposes were full of love and sympathy. He rejoiced that he could do more for his followers than they could ask or think. His constant prayer for them was that they might be sanctified through the truth. And he prayed with assurance, knowing that an almighty decree had been given before the world was made. He knew that the gospel of the kingdom would be preached in all the world, that truth, armed with the omnipotence of the Holy Spirit, would conquer in the contest with evil, and that the blood-stained banner would one day wave triumphantly over his followers. Yet Christ came in great humility. When he was here, he pleased not himself, but humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. To his followers he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11:29. From the root of true humility springs the most precious greatness of mind, greatness which leads man to conform to the image of Christ. Those who possess this greatness gain patience and trust in God. Their faith is invincible. Their true consecration and devotion keep self hidden. The words that fall from their lips are molded into expressions of Christ-like tenderness and love. Having a sense of their own weakness, they appreciate the help which the Lord gives them, and they crave His grace that they may do that which is right and true. By their manner, their attitude, and their spirit, they carry with them the credentials of learners in the school of Christ.